The Krishna has got two businesses. One to give protection to the devotees, and the other is to kill the demon. Just like Krishna appears as Kesavadvita Narahari Rupa, Nisimhadev. In Narahari, Nisimhadev, one side he was blessing Prahlad Maharaj, the devotee, and the other side he was killing his atheist father, Hiranyakashipu. You have seen the picture. So, Krishna, friend, he has got the fighting spirit, because Krishna is the source of everything. Janmadasya jata. Here in this world also we find two things, friendship and hostility. Just like modern political atmosphere, sometimes there is conference of friendship and sometimes there is fight with lethal weapons. So this duality is visible within this material world. And in the spiritual world, there is no duality. There is absolute peace. So when he wants to fight, he comes here. Because here there are many demons. So his fighting spirit is satisfied. Otherwise, for killing the demon, Krishna does not require to descend. There are many agents of Krishna. For example, this city, Visakhapatnam, on the seashore, if Krishna desires, this whole city can be killed in a second, simply by overflooding the sea, or by a storm. He has got many agents. Parasa Shakti Vividai Vasuyate are the material agent, Durga Devi. She can do all these things. So Krishna does not require to descend for killing the demon. But when he feels, just like a rich man sometimes feels to contest with some wrestler, that does not mean he requires it. That is the Krishna spirit. He is all blissful. So when Krishna comes, descends, there are many demons. He especially comes for the devotee. But when he fights with the demon, that is also his favor. Because anyone killed by Krishna, he immediately attains liberation. Therefore, Krishna is absolute. Either he fights or blesses, the result is the same.